This is Issues Today, a look at the issues that affect all of us. Here is Bob Gourley.
Hi, it's great to have you with us. Welcome. Today, Bob Atkins discusses the future of higher education, Schroeder Stripling comments on ongoing stress about COVID, plus two health professionals on heart health for women. This is Issues Today.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K. How convenient.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Hey, you want to join the electric bike revolution? Well, I heartily endorse the state-of-the-art bikes from Electric Bike Company. Now, they custom make each bike to your order. One of the new innovations is the back bike rack. Not only is it newly designed, but you'll notice two bright back lights, very bright, and their accessories snap right onto the rack. That's just one of the great innovations at Electric Bike Company. Join the crowd. Go to www.electricbikecompany.com. There is a revolution going on in secondary education, particularly in those colleges, universities that have had liberal arts studies for a long time. And part of it involves, you know, what's best for students, what's best for the university, what do parents think, all of those things. We're going to talk about that today with Bob Atkins. About academic program evaluation. He has a book out called Start, Stop, or Grow. And Bob, good to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, talk about this. You're really doing a lot of analysis regarding this, and I'm sure you're taking into account everything from liberal arts to more technical programs, all those things, right?
We absolutely do. We cover all 1,400 programs that the government reports into IPES. And a bunch of programs that they don't, that we think of as emerging programs. So we cover the waterfront, and we do it not just nationally, but we can look at the data locally right down to an individual zip code, for example, and understand what's going on across all the dimensions that you need to understand in order to make a good evaluation of a program.
So if you're a parent or a student looking to go to a certain university, you can then analyze this information that you have and tell if it's a good fit for them?
You could. We haven't set it up to really face out to the consumer yet. Most of our data is used by universities when they're making decisions about what programs to start, stop, or grow, hence the name of the book. So it's really our core focus is on helping universities make those decisions, which seems like a very narrow thing until you start to think about its impact on how the university will spend its money, what courses students will be able to take, what knowledge we're going to transmit to the next generation, and who's going to be prepared for what careers. So yeah. It turns out to be sort of this choke point between students, college, and jobs in terms of what programs really fit for all those constituencies.
I would think, too, that the smaller liberal arts colleges who have seen some consolidation, certainly, are really in the crosshairs with this because they have seen some declining enrollment. Of course, tuition continues to go up, all those things. So I think they've got to be one of the big targets, are they not?
Yeah, they do a lot of work with us, but this is just as big an issue, really, in your public universities, where budgets up till this year have been cut year after year. And now we're getting a little bit influx of federal funding. So they've had to make this trade-off of what do they invest in, which programs have the ability to grow and where their students will have good results and which won't. So that is especially true at your smaller liberal arts colleges. Unfortunately, they're also victims of a great deal of poor information. My personal favorite anecdote here is people often look at, you know, history, I'll take as an example, and some of the other liberal arts, and assume that there are no jobs for those graduates. And if you use certain government data, your assumption would be confirmed. In particular, there's a source called the National Center for Education Statistics that publishes something called, very obscure, called the crosswalk. But an academic program is not a job, so somebody has to draw this crosswalk between programs and jobs. And, you know, if you do that for history majors, you find that it crosswalks into a variety of absolutely fascinating fields like museum archivist and half a dozen others. And literally the total is under 10. And that's all the jobs supposedly history majors can get. The only problem is that when you look at what history majors actually do, which is provided by the American Community Survey, you find out they go into 462 different fields, not six. And they actually make more than average in the U.S. Their compensation is higher than the average for all careers. Their unemployment rates are at or below the national average. So there's a big myth about which academic programs lead to jobs. And I think it does many people a disservice.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't heard it evaluated like that, but it certainly makes a lot of sense. So what are going to be the hot job markets in the future?
Well, again, don't miss out on the liberal arts. They can get you into a lot of different fields. But that said, what you see that's really hot, one that's kind of obvious right now is registered nursing. Been a hot field for a long time. We have 262,000 job postings outstanding right now for nurses in the U.S. Let me correct that number. We have 623,000 job postings open in the U.S. By the way, there are only 2.8 million nurses. So that's really a job posting for every five nurses, basically. And nowhere near enough graduates to fill those. We have about 2.5 times as many job openings as we have people graduating from nursing school. So that's going to be a big field. Finance is actually right at the top of our list as well. Great earnings, surprising number of jobs, very good field. Essentially, when you look at the top of our list, it's all about numbers. After nursing, you've got finance, accounting, business, computer science, and so forth. So anybody who's analytical is going to be in very good shape coming out of college.
How about cybersecurity? I know that's been a big market. I'm not sure if you need college to do that, but I know that some universities are offering more of those types of classes as well. Is that a big field as well?
That's a very healthy field. Not quite as big as these others, but very, very good. It rates at the 89th percentile in our data. So out of 1,400 programs, it's in the top 11%, or about 140.
Wow.
So it's in very good shape. Another one to look at, though, that's a little less obvious is logistics. An awful lot of the jobs we used to see in retail are now showing up in warehouses, you know, as people buy their stuff through Amazon and other sources. So logistics is a very hot field, too, at all levels, from entry-level kinds of jobs to management jobs. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would think, too, that logistics are even more important with the, the problems we're having with infrastructure as far as getting goods prices now. I would think right at the moment that's a real big field as well for people
that
have
booming.
That, don't they?
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't require a college education, but truck driving is booming.
Yeah, good to know that. Well, Bob Atkins, thanks so much for talking to us. And Start, Store, Grow, the name of the book, it's grayassociates.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
You know, electric bike batteries come in every shape and size, but the ones that are on all of the bikes made by the electric bike company are superior. Not only do you get a 5-year warranty, but part of that technology are the chargers that keep them going. They have constant current, constant voltage capacities that help the overall battery life. They also have two fuses for safety. Electric Bike Company bikes are sent to you 100% built, no need to complete anything. Take it out of the box and you're ready to ride. www.electricbikecompany.com.
We were trending long before Facebook. This is Issues Today. Here is Bob Gourley.
The pandemic, of course, has caused many problems, one of them having to do with stress and anxiety. And we're going to talk today to Schroeder Stribling, who is president and CEO of the Mental Health Association, about some of those problems that have cropped up, and maybe give a kind of an update on the COVID pandemic and vaccines, et cetera. Schroeder, good to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob, and thanks for focusing on this topic.
Great. Yeah, we're happy to do that. I saw a something just the other day about how the boosters percentages are kind of flattened out. People aren't getting boosters as they should. And so I wanted to give an update on that. Is the message still need to get out better? What do you think?
I think you're right. I think we need to continue messaging that it would be hard to communicate enough about this, given all of the stress that people are under and all of the things that we need to keep up with in terms of guidance. But you're absolutely right. Boosters are recommended, and we hope that people have the most recent information about that. We're very glad to know that 82 million folks are not only fully vaccinated, but also boosted, and we'd love to see that number continue to go up.
Sure, absolutely. And I suppose that would also include the younger folks in our population, too, the kids. There's still some hesitation there, I think, from parents on some fronts. And also, have all of the OKs been done to have kids get the boosters, the shots as well? Or is that still pending?
Well, the guidance right now, as of November, everyone 5 and over is approved for the vaccine. Everyone 12 and over is approved for a booster. So that we know. Now, the guidance that we're still waiting for is about children 5 and younger. And of course, this is of primary importance to parents. There's some indication we may have guidance for this as early as next month, but we'll have to see. The place that we recommend that people track for the best, most up-to-date information is at cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Very good. The COVID vaccine project, actually, it's part of the COVID-19 Vaccine Education and Equity Project, which I know your organization is a part of that, right?
We are partnering with them for this effort, yes.
I want to talk about some of the stress and the anxiety. Tell us about the picture on that, the report on that. What kind of percentages of people have been really affected by this, and is it growing? Is it stabilizing? What would you say?
What we know is that the mental health, we consider this a twin pandemic in mental health. There is no doubt that all of us all of our mental health has been affected by this, whether that is about the disruptions to our daily life, our work life, our family life, our jobs, whether this is about increasing stress for children who are isolated from their social connections. We've seen increasing rates of depression. We've seen increasing rates of substance abuse. And of course, the enormous toll that the opioid overdose crisis is taking. So we have many indications about the worsening of mental health in the country, which is expectable under the circumstances. The one bright spot that I would point to is that it's also now just, and the fact that we're talking is an indication of this, there's been much more public attention to the issue of mental health. That will help us. That will help us as we navigate our way out of this. It helps us because we are better able to share information and understand how to address mental health issues on an individual level and on a collective level, but it also helps us in the fight against stigma, which has been something that our organization, ever since our founding more than 120 years ago, has been a primary focus for us.
Yes, and there's been talk, too, about how the school closures have affected kids. Have there been a lot of stressful depression, that type of thing, as a result of the school closures as well?
There is absolutely no doubt that that is part of the youth mental health crisis that we're seeing in the country right now. And youth are probably the population that we are most concerned about. There are many developmental milestones that have been disrupted for these kids. They have had lots of fear, anxiety, uncertainty in their lives. It could be that simply the anxiety and uncertainty of worrying about whether they or their loved ones or their caretakers would get sick. It could be their dislocation from school and isolation from social connection, which is so important. So we have seen the youth mental health crisis. We've seen several states declare children's mental health emergencies. We saw the Surgeon General put out a special report about the youth mental health crisis. So you are pointing to something that we are very focused on and will need to continue to be as we work our way out of this.
I'm sure there has been a huge increase in people seeking mental health professionals. Is that true?
Absolutely right. And it's also been a source of difficulty because there has been a shortage in, just as it's affected every other sector, it's affected the availability and adequacy of the amount of mental health resources that are available for people. However, we would encourage people to reach out if you need help. One place to go is our website, Mental Health America, mhanational.org. We have 200 affiliate organizations around the country that provide services for people. There is a national helpline that people can call, 1-800-662-HELP. And we encourage people to use those resources if they need.
Great info. Schroeder Shribling, thanks so much for talking to us. COVIDvaccineproject.org.
Saving at the Home Depot means you can do more for less. Like making your laundry and life easier with a Samsung laundry pair with steam technology that eliminates stains and reduces wrinkles and odors. Enjoy savings on top-rated appliances online, in-store, or on the Home Depot app. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Valid February 10th through March 2nd, 2022. Free delivery applies to orders of $396 or more.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K, how convenient.
Want better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash, infused with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to renew skin surface cells, improving skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash, to transform skin from dry and dull to firm and radiant, so I can step into my day feeling fearless in my skin. And now try Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for healthier looking skin that improves over time. Olay Body.
Matters that affect you. This is Issues Today. Here is Bob Gourley.
We've talked on the program a few times about some of the real health problems that have propped up as a result of COVID. We're going to talk and kind of look in terms of women today with Dr. Donna Arnett, who is the past president of the American Heart Association. Dr. Joy DeBow is also with us. She's a regional a registered dietitian, and we're going to find out about all of these things going on and how good tea is for you. Good to have both of you with us today on the program.
Thank you.
Let's start with Dr. Arnett. Tell us about some of the real health issues that have taken place, and I'm sure right now present, but also maybe in the long term, right?
Right. So, you know, during this pandemic, our focus has been on surviving COVID, but honestly, there's been a huge impact overall of the pandemic on cardiovascular health and well-being. About 1 in 5 of us have reported less physical well-being. And importantly, and why we're here today, 1 in 3 have reported less mental well-being. And we know that during this pandemic, with the stress bubbles that many of us have experienced, we've been more likely to not engage in our regular exercise routine, to be more likely to eat unhealthy foods, to drink more alcohol, to smoke more. You know, all of these have had negative consequences on both our heart and our brain health.
Right. And because of that, we've seen, obesity rates go up. And with that follows other things like probably diabetes, heart conditions, all these kind of things. And even in some cases, I'm sure cancer and things. So it's been a big negative thing, no doubt about it. Have women been more affected by men, would you say, or is that not a correct statement?
I think women are more affected by stress. We tend to carry more of the burden in a family for both child rearing and home care and taking care of parents. And so often women take their health needs to a lesser priority than other members of the family. So in that way, I think women have been more impacted by the pandemic in terms of their overall cardiovascular health. Not to mention that, our mental health is so tied to our physical health, and social isolation that we've experienced during the pandemic also has had an impact on our mental health, which, of course, impacts our physical health.
Yeah, Dr. Jory, I want to talk to you about some of the, we talk about mental health, you talk about tea talk, and tell us about that. What is tea talk exactly?
Yeah, so tea talks are an opportunity for women to reclaim their rhythm. The American Heart Association and Lipton are partnering to really bring awareness and to encourage women to take time, ideally on a weekly basis, to really engage in meaningful dialogues with their family and friends, to basically look at their heart health or their overall health, and reprioritize healthy habits. And this could include, planning out your weekly menu as far as eating at home and ensuring that the choices you're making with your diet are heart healthy. It could be including physical activity into your lifestyle during the week, as well as possibly even taking a cup of tea while you meditate. So there's a number of ways that you can do this in tea talks, but the other important factor is really connecting with your medical professional. We know women have been less apt to meet with their doctors. Less than half of the women over the past year have gone to a medical professional. So we would encourage you to also take time to connect with your doctor and schedule that all-important physical.
Yeah, that is very important. Of course, part of that is some of the offices were closed for a while or, very limited in what they could do. Now, these tea talks, are they virtual, in person, or a combination of both, or does it matter really?
I don't think it really matters. I think it's more about the connection that you are building or picking up from where you left off or continuing. I think it's up to you and how you want to incorporate it into your busy lifestyle, but I think the most important thing is that you do it and that it's, again, the social engagement aspect. The beauty of it is, too, is that accompanying this with a cup of unsweetened black or green tea can help support a healthy heart. So it's really a win-win to take the time and then also, during that time, drink a cup of tea.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, particularly tea, like certain kinds of tea are certainly really stress busters, aren't they? Because you can relax and it helps the mind. And I think, boy, a lot of men can benefit from this as well, right?
Absolutely. So, yes, the taking the moment to pause and, you know, kind of that sensory experience and awakening your senses, if you will. But what we do know, based on current scientific evidence, is that drinking unsweetened green or black, both in men and women, can support a healthy heart. And that's because there's a number of variables for tea that do this. One of them is being that it's unsweetened, so it doesn't contain any sugar. It also contains zero calories, and it's just as hydrating as water. And then additionally, and kind of unique to tea, is that tea provides flavonoids, which naturally occur in tea, and those are just compounds that have been associated with heart health benefits. So there's a number of good factors there as to why we feel drinking tea can help support a healthy heart.
Is it better to drink it in the morning, night, or does it make any difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. It really does not make a difference on the timing. What we do know is that drinking 2 to 3 cups per day of green or black, it could be caffeinated, decaffeinated, hot or cold, is really ideal. And that's based on the evidence with regards to those flavonoids I was mentioning. 2 to 3 cups typically provide between 200 and 500 milligrams of flavonoids, and that's basically where we see that sweet spot. But again, the other factors there is that as you're drinking unsweetened tea, you're removing sugar from the diet, ideally if you're replacing it with some other sugar-sweetened beverage. So the benefits there are longer lasting.
Doctors Donna and Joy, thanks for joining us.
Saving at the Home Depot means you can do more for less. Like making dishwashing easier with this KitchenAid dishwasher, complete with third-level rack and a pro wash cycle that adapts to each load. Enjoy savings on top-rated appliances online, in-store, or on the Home Depot app. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last, valid February 10th through March 2nd, 2022. Free delivery applies to orders of $396 or more.
High prices don't get you a great network. A great network gets you a great network. It's why Total Wireless runs on the largest, most dependable network with nationwide 5G. And now our totally unlimited plan is just $50 a month for talk, text, and high-speed data that never run out. Get unlimited laughing, scrolling, unlimited everything. Total Wireless. Do amazing. Available at Target. Capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Total Wireless reserves the right to review your account after 60 gigs. Terms and conditions at totalwireless.com/terms.
Bob Corley back here. Hey, it's always good to have you with us on the program. Hope you tell a friend about us as we talk about those challenges. And we will talk to you again next time.
For podcasts and more, go to IssuesTodayRadio.com. This is a public affairs presentation.